Welcome back to the Radiant Babe podcast. It's your girl, Victoria Lynn, and I'm stoked to be here today. We are on a roll, guys. I am so happy. God has really just been like encouraging me, just rooting me on and just saying like, I can do this. No matter what my circumstance is, he's literally pushing me through. And one day I get to share with you guys all the ways, all the things that I did to get to this place to record these episodes. I'm just glad that you're here, and I'm glad I'm thankful for every single listener. Before we begin this episode, I want to share a wholesome moment, something wholesome that's been happening in my life. It's always about my daughter, you guys, because I am a mother, okay? And that's like my life. She's not like my whole life, obviously, but you know, being a mother is like such a high honor, and I get to share these funny, cute moments with you guys. My daughter is about to be 18 months old, guys, and she is so funny, you guys. Like, she just like surprises us. Like, I feel like she's gathering her words, like she's learning really fast. I mean, she's always been a really like fast learner, but it's kind of crazy how she's like putting together words, and almost like I feel like her sentences are coming because she's saying like short phrases like "Hi, Dad," you know, and it's like the cutest thing ever. That's something that's happened recently where she's like, "Hi, Dad," where she surprised us and she said hi to her dad. Also, like, we've been reading a lot together, which she loves to read, you guys. We've been going to the local library, and she's just been loving reading time at the house. She'll have either Naveed or I read to her, and it's the sweetest time. Like, I love that she loves to read and that she plays independently. She's always been really good with like playing independently, and besides, you know, when she's teething and wants to be near. Anyway, those are some sweet moments that have passed, that have became memories, and I just love being a mom. I love being a mom to our Sheena girl, Sheena Praise. So yeah, today, you guys, I feel like God has really been burdening me, like, since last week, actually. He's been burdening my heart to like talk about Psalm, like read with you Psalm 23, and I feel like he gave me a bunch of scriptures actually this year, this past year when I turned 31, actually last year. It's crazy how time is going by fast, and then this year, oof, I can't believe, you guys, time is going by fast. Anyways, God gave me, this was like one of my birthday verses that he gave me, scriptures that he gave me, and I really feel like he's been really showing me recently that he is my shepherd, and reminding me in this season that he is my shepherd. And I really wanted to come on and encourage you, to remind you that he is our good shepherd. And so let's begin by starting with Psalm 23. I hope you got your Bible and your matcha. Your girl loves tea, okay? I love tea, matcha, yerba mates, you name it. I'm not really a coffee gal, but I'm a matcha girl. And anyway, let's begin from Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yeah, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Yes, Lord. Amen. Amen. I love this scripture, you guys. It's short. It's beautiful. It's something that you can declare over your life every single day, that he's your shepherd, and he's like literally all that you need. Like, if that's like a big revelation, because I know like let me just give you an example. Like, I feel like God has been really just showing me, like, you know, no matter what circumstance you're in, you know, He takes us from glory to glory. He gives us new testimonies, and we get to share, like, what we've been through when we overcome it. And I think God is really showing me that, like, no, like, He's really showing me that what, like, if there are people, basically, who are plotting against me, or, you know, who don't have my best interests, who are trying to tear down my name, and it's crazy, you guys, I don't have, like, this huge following, I don't have, like, this, like, I'm not, like, a mega influencer and all, but, like, I still, like, I'm a normal woman of God, like, and this stuff kind of, like, it still happens, you know, I know that there's someone who could relate out there, whether it be your family or your coworkers or whoever is just, like, literally doesn't want to see you thrive and doing whatever it takes to, like, make you, like, stagnant. Like, I think, like, this is definitely an encouraging word that no matter what, like, God has our back. Like, He literally, like, we can rest in Him and not have to worry, not have to have anxiety about the future or fear of lacking anything, because His word also says that those who trust in the Lord lack no good thing, and God will withhold nothing that God will withhold nothing from the nothing good from those who love Him and are called according to His will. So, like, I think, like, you know, it's good to go back and, like, definitely meditate on Psalm 23, read it every morning. I was definitely reading, like, there's a couple Psalms that I do read in the morning, recently, and it's been really, really, building up my faith. I read Psalm 23, Psalm 91, Psalm 112, Psalm 1. I literally declare these over my life, His word over my life every day. I replace, you know, I make it personal. And, you know, I actually apply the Lord's word to my life, because I'm just like, you know, I'm gonna stay. And that's how we stay on the narrow road. That's how we stay, running our race before us. And, you know, because it can get tiring, you know, like when you don't see the results, when you don't see the fruit, you know what I mean? Like, we plant the seed, and we water the seed, and we wait for the tree to grow and the fruit to come. And sometimes it gets discouraging when we don't see the fruit come. When we don't see the fruit as soon as we want it to see it, you know, as soon as we want to see it. But the Lord says to trust in Him and be hopeful in affliction, because He's with us and He's moving and He's working all things out together for the good of those who love Him. You know, He's intentional, and, you know, He teaches us things in different seasons. You know, we have nothing to be afraid of when we're literally, like, walking through the valley of the shadow of death. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, whether it be, like, what's going on in the world around us, or, like all the chaos and, like, all the division happening around the world, or, you know, like we don't have to fear any evil. Or whether it's, you know, like, fear of, like, just people, like, that have ill will toward you, and you feel like, oh my gosh, like, you know, they're clearly doing, like, witchcraft, and you got to remind yourself that, like, the power of the Lord, the power of the Holy Spirit is so much stronger than any evil or demonic force coming against you. And, like, that's just real talk. Like, we as Christian, we as women of God, like, we have the power. Like, God has given us the authority to trample over scorpions and demons, and nothing shall touch us, nothing shall hurt us, nothing shall harm us. Like, God, like, He dispatches His angels to surround us. Like, like, we're blessed in our coming and our going, you know what I mean? Like, we don't need to be afraid. God says that He prepares the table before us in the presence of our enemies. And He anoints our head with oil. Our cup overflows with, He anoints our head with oil, and our cup runs over. It overflows with, and we don't have to, you know, like, He puts to shame, like, the people who shame us. Like, you know what I mean? Like, the people who are trying to, whether they talk ill will behind our back or in front of our face, like, God, you know, he, like, he takes care of them, you know? But obviously, like, our heart posture has to be, like, pure, and our heart posture has to be, like, forgiving toward, like, people. And honestly, like, I've had this conversation with my friend before, like, that, like, you know, sometimes when you love people, it hurts, because, love hurts, you know? People don't know how to love back, people don't know how to receive love, people, like, it just hurts to love people, when they don't know how to love you back, or even, yeah, so, there's just a lot, this is definitely meaty, but what, like, place yourself in the situation, like, if you're in the valley, like, if you're in the valley with your finances, and you're just like, how am I ever gonna get out of this, like, and, like, your mind can lie to you, your mind, your own voice can play tricks on you, you know, you can talk yourself into doubt, you can talk yourself into, fear, you could talk yourself into worry, the enemy could also do that, so it could be your own flesh, or the enemy lying to you, so that's why, like, fasting is so good, because we're dying to our flesh, and we're being sensitive to the Holy Spirit, but yeah, so I just really wanted to encourage you with that, and, it says, like, in verse 6, like, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. That's something that, like, you can declare over your life every day. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me, you know? And bless, like, bless your enemies. Isn't it crazy? Isn't it crazy that, like, you know, we don't have to rely on people, whether or not, like, they, you know, they slap one cheek, and we give them the other cheek to slap, or, you know, and, like, if they do us wrong, like, I think what God has definitely shown me, in this time, is, like, in this season that we're in, is that he is Jehovah Jireh, like, I've always known he's Jehovah Jireh in our life, and how he's provided for us in, like, the wildest ways, but when he takes, like, everything, you guys, like, imagine this, like, if he takes everything away from you, like, not, I'm not saying God take it away from you, but, like, if everything was taken away from you, like, would he be enough for you, you know? Would he be enough for you, knowing that, like, you can trust him, and, like, he's gonna take care of you, like, you know, that's why, like, it's so important to, like, not put your trust in chariots, not put your trust in men, not put your trust in horses and chariots, but we trust in the name of the Lord, you know? We actually, that's what I'm saying, like, we don't, like, put our trust in man, in government, in whatever it is that we're, like, you know, feeling security in, but we can know that, like, whatever we lose in this world, we're actually gaining in Christ, like, we're gaining peace with Christ, we're gaining peace with Christ if we're in a financial situation, that needs to be, like, you know, we need help in our finances, like, we're gaining peace that we don't even understand where this peace is coming from, we still have our joy as Christians, and it's, like, what the heck, like, people are probably, like, okay, these people are crazy, like, they literally have nothing, but, like, they have God, and they're still happy, and it's, like, but we know also that, like, we don't have to stay in positions, like, say it is finances, like, that God is, like, when we put our hand to the plow, like, he is being faithful, like, when we're being faithful with a little, like, I'm talking financially, or even, like, you know, with the gifts and talents he's given us, like, you know, he does the rest, like, so that's why it's, like, crazy that we can literally, like, put our hope and our trust in our living God, because our God is alive. His word says in the Bible, his word is alive and active, sharper than a two-edged sword, and it's sharp enough to pierce through bone and marrow, and joint and spirit, and, like, it's crazy, you guys, like, it's crazy that, you know, we can rely on him. And I know it sounds like, if you're not Christian and you're listening to this, or you're maybe new in your faith and you're listening to this, and you're just like, whoa, like, how, like, am I gonna, you know, you have your concerns about life and the future and stuff, like, and the Bible saying this, like, I dare you to just, like, put your trust in him like a little child. Like, literally, like, we have to come to him like a little child, because we are his child. We are his daughters. Like, we can literally come to him and we're like, God, like, prayer is just, like, simply talking to him. And yes, our prayer life will deepen as we grow in relationship with God. We'll learn how to pray deeper. We'll learn how to intercede and fight for others in the spirit. But, like, I feel like sometimes, like, prayer can be, like, people are just like, I don't even know how to, like, talk to God. Like, where do I start? Or I don't know the words to say. And honestly, like, sometimes they feel intimidated by other women of God who may be, like, in the faith for longer than them, or, you know, like, who am I? But, like, honestly, who are any of us? Like, who are any of us women of God to be doing these amazing things for God? Like, we, of course, we're his co-heirs. We're his heirs. Like, God is actually, like, he's our captain. Like, he's like our leader. He's our shepherd. He's the one that goes before us. You know, he's the one that we take orders from. Like, for example, this podcast, I'm just like, God, you know, whenever I don't have the strength, I'm like, you need to show up. Always. It's literally always where I'm like, God, you need to show up. Like, you've shown me so much about, like, this podcast, and I'm not giving up no matter what comes my way, you know? So by the grace of God, I'm still going, and I'm so thankful for every listener. And I just pray that whatever you're going through in your life too, like, you know that God is your shepherd. And I pray that, like, you declare that over your life. Like, say, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Like, he makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters, you know? And it's so crazy, because, like, even being a mother to my baby girl, like, my baby girl, like, she'll always be my baby girl, even though she's, like, 1.5 already, which is, blows my mind. Anyways, like, just, you know, like, slowing down, like, just having to be intentional with her. Like, I can't work from my phone. I can't, like, I'm not saying I can't do these things, but, like, I choose to be present with her. And I feel like sometimes, like, yeah, you know, I'll work from my phone when I need to, but when I'm present with her, it's, like, so crazy. Like, God actually, like, shows me, like, okay, this is work. This is ministry. Like, motherhood is ministry. So it's like a surrender for me, you know? And I'm like, okay, God, like, he's actually, like, making me see the beauty. Like, he's helping me to see the beauty, reminding me of the beauty of life and the beauty of like, just being like, okay, being still in his presence and enjoying every moment as it comes. Because literally, like, moments turn into memories so quickly. And it's just beautiful when we can, like, as humans just literally slow down. That's why people love hiking. That's why people love the beach. Like, that's why they love just to be, like, just to be in nature, just to be out. Like, because it's, like, a sense of, like, wow. Like, it shows you how, like, you can be at peace with the Lord. Like, you can just be at peace with the Lord, you know? And that's literally what it feels like with him when we're walking with him every day. Even when our circumstances don't align with what we're believing for yet, it's just so crazy that we have this faith and this hope that it's not going to stay like this forever. And I know, honestly, I cry sometimes. Like, I shed tears, and I'm like, tears of, like, okay, God, like, are you hearing me? Do you hear me? Like, and am I doing something wrong? Like, am I not wrong, but am I just like, correct me if I'm wrong, you know? Am I being impatient? Like, what's going on here? And is there something that I need to let go of? You know, like, is there, I always, like, ask him for, like, a heart check. And I think that's super important that, like, we stay, like, for the rest of our lives, like, asking for heart checks. Because honestly, things could get ick in our heart, like, especially when we feed our flesh. And we be feeding our flesh as Christians, okay? Like, don't lie, you be feeding your flesh, like, bad food and bad drinks and, like, probably, like, you know, like, a shake or ice cream or, you know, sometimes. And that's also, like, gluttony is a sin. But I'm not saying you're a glutton, but I'm just saying, like, sometimes, like, we're not aware that we can be doing these things and it's feeding our flesh. Like, it's like we could simply, like, have self-control and deny food and, like, and realize that the more we deny our flesh, like, the more self-control we have, like, when more, like, bigger temptations come our way. So yeah, oh my gosh, this took a toll. But, you know, I really prayed to God. I asked him, like, literally empty myself, whatever you want me to speak about. Like, I know you want me to obviously read Psalm 23 with the Radiant Babe, and I know you want me to just kind of share some encouragement. But yeah, I hope that this episode encouraged you. It was really short but sweet. I hope that you go back and even like meditate on his word. Like, meditate on Psalm 23 this week. Like meditate on his word day and night. Like, his word says to like to meditate on his word. God's word says to meditate on his word day and night, you know? So we don't sin against him. And it's just like, yeah, I know we're not perfect, but it's like we can start with just, you know, one simple scripture, one simple verse, one simple thing. I was telling another girl before we go, I was telling another girl that like when I first started, like when I was a Christian, like when I first was like a baby Christian, I was like reading the word. I was like, God, where do I start? You know, I was so like curious about everything and I didn't know where to start. And I was, you know, reading the index, like showing like, like reading about different words, taking me to different scriptures, because, you know, woman of God, an older woman of God, she, an older sister in Christ, like she told me like, you know, I can do that. And I was like, oh my gosh, it's so cool. And then I started like, ooh, I want to read like Genesis. Like, I want to start from Genesis. And then that's when God gave me my first revelation. And that's just like a way of like God speaking to you and revealing himself to you. So yeah. And then when I finally, like when we got plugged into like our home church where we started, like God started taking us off in our faith and maturing us in our faith. Like our pastor was saying, you know, pray before we read the Bible and ask God to give us a spirit of revelation. So I always pray that now, like that God would give us a spirit, give me a spirit of revelation as before I begin reading his word. Because I want to hear from him. I don't want to just be like, you know, read. And that's, you know, what can happen. We can just open the Bible and not like expect anything and like just think it's boring or like fall asleep or, you know, but like really God wants to meet with you and he wants to hear, like he wants to share with you, God, you secrets, like his secrets and things to come and like what he, you know, plans for your future. And like, he just wants to love on you and pour into you. So yeah, I really encourage you, even if it's a Psalm a day, a Proverbs a day, and, or, you know, choose a book in the Old Testament, a book in the New Testament, and just start there. And yeah, I'm talking to you if you're like new Christian, or obviously I'm not talking to the seasoned saints, 'cause like you are probably reading your Bible and stuff already. But yeah, so yes, I hope this encouraged you today. I am so excited for, I always say this, I'm excited for what the Lord wants to continue, like, to do through the Radiant Babe podcast. I'm excited for just, you know, how he's gonna continue, like, surprising me and, like, honestly, like, blessing so many girls through, not even, like, because of me, but because, like, because he just loves his daughters. That's it. That's literally why I'm doing the Radiant Babe podcast, because he just loves you. And I'm thankful that I get to be his, the co-founder and, also just the visionary behind the Radiant Babe. So, and the voice, but yeah, I thank you that you took the time to listen today, and I hope that this episode blessed you in some way. Please rate and review this podcast wherever you listen to it. And I'll catch you in the next episode. Peace.